verse 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Paul is now getting ready for the second argument of his epistle, to the effect that to seek justification by works of the law is to reject the grace of God. I ask you, what sin can be more horrible than to reject the grace of God and to refuse the righteousness of Christ? It is bad enough that we are wicked sinners and transgressors of all the commandments of God. On top of that, to refuse the grace of God and the remission of sins offered unto us by Christ is the worst sin of all, the sin of sins. That is the limit. There is no sin which Paul and the other apostles detested more than when a person despises the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Still, there is no sin more common. That is why Paul can get so angry at the Antichrist, because he snubs Christ, rebuffs the grace of God, and refuses the merit of Christ. What else would you call it but spitting in Christ's face, pushing Christ to the side, usurping Christ's throne, and to say, I am going to justify you people, I am going to save you. By what means? By masses, pilgrimages, pardons, merits, etc. For this is Antichrist's doctrine. Faith is no good unless it is reinforced by works. By this abominable doctrine, Antichrist has spoiled, darkened, and buried the benefit of Christ, and in the place of the grace of Christ and his kingdom, he has established the doctrine of works and the kingdom of ceremonies. We despise the grace of God when we observe the law for the purpose of being justified. The law is good, holy, and profitable, but it does not justify. To keep the law in order to be justified means to reject grace, to deny Christ, to despise his sacrifice, and to be lost. Verse 21, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Did Christ die, or did he not die? Was his death worthwhile, or was it not? If his death was worthwhile, it follows that righteousness does not come by the law. Why was Christ born anyway? Why was he crucified? Why did he suffer? Why did he love me and give himself for me? It was all done to no purpose if righteousness is to be had by the law. Or do you think that God spared not his Son, but delivered him for us all, for the fun of it? Before I would admit anything like that, I would consign the holiness of the saints and of the angels to hell. To reject the grace of God is a common sin, of which everybody is guilty who sees any righteousness in himself or in his deeds, and the Pope is the sole author of this iniquity. Not content to spoil the gospel of Christ, he has filled the world with his cursed tradition, e.g. his bulls and indulgences. We will always affirm with Paul that either Christ died in vain or else the law cannot justify us. But Christ did not suffer and die in vain, hence the law does not justify. If my salvation was so difficult to accomplish that it necessitated the death of Christ, then all my works, all the righteousness of the law, are good for nothing. How can I buy for a penny what cost $1,000,000? The law is a penny's worth when you compare it with Christ. Should I be so stupid as to reject the righteousness of Christ, which cost me nothing, and slave like a fool to achieve the righteousness of the law, which God disdains? Man's own righteousness is, in the last analysis, a despising and rejecting of the grace of God. No combination of words can do justice to such an outrage. It is an insult to say that any man died in vain, but to say that Christ died in vain is a deadly insult. To say that Christ died in vain is to make his resurrection, his victory, his glory, his kingdom, heaven, earth, God himself, of no purpose and benefit whatever. That is enough to set any person against the righteousness of the law and all the trimmings of men's own righteousness, the orders of monks and friars and their superstitions. Who would not detest his own vows, his cowls, his shaven crown, his bearded traditions, yes, the very law of Moses, when he hears that for such things he rejected the grace of God and the death of Christ? It seems that such a horrible wickedness could not enter a man's heart that he should reject the grace of God and despise the death of Christ, and yet this atrocity is all too common. Let us be warned, everyone who seeks righteousness without Christ, either by works, merits, satisfactions, actions, or by the law, rejects the grace of God and despises the death of Christ.